Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, mediumship and spirituality with a Boston attitude. Information presented here is inspired by spirit and brought to you by Spirit Messenger Nicole Quinn. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope you'll enjoy the show. Well, good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Thank you for joining me today on Confessions of a Spirit Messenger, Mediumship and Spirituality with a Boston Attitude. Today, we're going to be talking a little bit about reconnective healing, and I've titled the show Reconnective Healing Revelations, Wisdom from the Stars, because I have taken the Reconnective Healing Level 1 and 2 seminar, but I have not had the actual reconnection yet, which is a different process. So what I'm going to talk about today is basically the healing aspect of it. And I've had some crazy experiences as the practitioner, as well as witnessed some very interesting reactions from the people that I've performed this on. And among that, most of what I'm going to talk about today, though, is not going to have anything to do with physical healings. It's actually most of the stuff that I've worked on with people, they haven't come to me sick. They've come to me with, like, wanting an experience. So they had their experience. And I know that when Dr. Eric Pearl, who is basically the founder for this particular work, talks about it, he always talks about the healings that he experienced when he finally, you know, came to grips with the fact that something was going on. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the reconnective healing, how it kind of came about, and some of the experiences that I've had as a practitioner that go a little bit outside of the lines in terms of what Eric Pearl is out there talking about. He makes the experience out to be mostly for physical healing, and he talks about how as a practitioner you experience healings, but there's another aspect of it that I want to go into. And hopefully I'm not disrespecting anything that this is all about by sharing this information. And I don't want to lead people into feeling like they're going to have a specific kind of experience, because everybody's is different, even if it's along the same kind of a theme. But this is my intention for today. So let me just start off with this beautiful book called The Reconnection, Heal Others, Heal Yourself. This is Eric's book. And everything you need to know about the reconnective healing and reconnection is in this. So the story goes that Dr. Eric Pearl, he was a chiropractor out in Los Angeles, and he had a very successful practice. And if I remember correctly, he had a receptionist that convinced him to play hooky one afternoon and go down to Venice Beach. So they decided to do that. She had not told him until they got there that the reason she wanted to go there was because there was like this little gypsy lady who did readings, and she wanted Eric to have a reading. So Eric sat down and was like, well, I'm already here, you know, might as well. So she said she offers $10 or $20 readings, and he sat down and had a little reading, and she said something to him along the lines of, you know, I do have something very special that I want you to come back to me for, because you're a healer. There's something special about you. And he's like, yeah, well, I'm a chiropractor. And she's like, no, it isn't the same. It's something, there's something more. So he went and he had this process called the reconnection, which he calls the reconnection. Really what it is an axiotonal alignment. The person that facilitates this takes the meridians in your body and reconnects them with the meridians that are on the earth and basically out into the cosmos. So it's almost like we were cut off and we have this limited view of reality. But what this does, it brings it all back. You know, we suddenly, without an intellectual process, you suddenly have a knowing about things. You suddenly have healings. And it's an interesting process, because it doesn't look like anything's going on. He said himself, you know, I opened my eyes and this lady was drawing lines over me with her fingers, and I thought, well, whatever, I spent the money, now I might as well sit here and try to benefit from whatever this process is going to do. And after that, he went back to his job, and people made lots of comments, you know, Eric, you look really different. You know, something changed? Did you do something different? And he's like, no. And went into his office, and all of a sudden people that he was just doing regular old chiropractic treatments on were starting to have these crazy healings, like healings from cancer, healings from things that you're not supposed to just spontaneously heal from. So from there, he, which I consider this to be a very smart move, he said, you know what, I don't know what this is. He first went to the New Age community because it seemed kind of woo-woo to him, and he thought, these people are supposed to know about this stuff. Well, he didn't find his answers there. What he found there was a lot of ego, and I can attest that that is a lot of what you find when you step into that world. Not everybody, you have to seek out the diamonds in the rough, so to speak. From there, he went to the scientific community, the people that are studying the science of consciousness, and people like Dr. Gary Schwartz and Dr. William Tiller, Lynn McTaggart, these kind of people that are out there right now. And they're starting to become a little bit more well-known as time goes on. At the time, not so much. So they went and they measured this thing. He's like, I don't know what's going on, but I wave my hands around and people heal. And they basically have told him that through their studies that this is a brand new frequency that we have access to. It probably has been here before, but we haven't had access to it before. The specific time that's happening right now is necessary for this frequency to be here. So having said that, I went to a seminar, was back up in I was in Massachusetts on vacation, and it was in Providence, and it was actually being taught by Dr. Herb Pearl. And I said, you know what, I have to meet this guy. I don't know what made me even go in this direction. I've never been a person who's been all about, like, you know, energy healing or anything like that. But there was just something really deep that said, Nicole, you have to be there. And I did. I went all by myself. Nobody was there but me. Like, I had no friends. And I sat there and I thought to myself, well, let's see what's going on. Let's see what this is all about. Because my like intellectual brain was like, Nicole, what did you just do? You just dropped a buttload of money and you don't even know what's going to happen. And I thought, I know, but I need to be here. I don't know why, I just need to be here. So the first time when he asked us all to go on the tables, because he has like massage tables set up, I didn't make it there in time to be on the table, so I had to be the practitioner. And, you know, he basically shows you this is what you do. Now, if you've ever seen a demonstration, you've seen Eric stand around a person and basically move his hands in a way that looks like he's touching something. And he is. He's playing with their field, their energy field. And that's all he's doing. There's no intention like, I am going to draw the energy out of you and cast it off, and there's none of that stuff. It's not this whole ritualistic stuff that you see out there. It's very different. It literally is just holding the space so that this healing can take place, whatever kind of healing it is. So he told us, you know, this is what you do. Just put your hands in this position and try to see if you feel anything, you know? And I'm doing that, and I'm like, well, I guess I kind of feel something. And I had done Reiki before, so it was not totally foreign to me. And I started to notice the lady on the table, her eyes were just fluttering like crazy. And I thought, maybe she's really nervous and she's having a hard time keeping her eyes closed. He told us this was going to happen. He's, you know, these are the what he calls registers. And it's basically a sign of the person being affected by the energy. So if something, so the practitioner knows, yes, this something is happening. And all things are on a frequency. It's basically energy, electricity, however you want to put it. And I watched as her hands moved or her head moved in certain ways. There was swallowing. And I thought, wow, she's just really nervous. And I don't know, after all that I read, after going to his little talk where he talked about all this stuff, and now standing here in the seminar, I'm still in denial. I'm like, oh, no, yeah, she's just having trouble keeping her head closed. I don't know how much time passed. This is very characteristic of this work. You literally have no idea. She got up off the table and she looked at me and she said, oh, thank you so much. And she floated away. And I just looked at everyone around me and I thought, what just happened here? Because I know I didn't do anything. All I did was what he told me to do, wave my hands around, and this stuff started happening. So then I got on the table and I was really sure nothing was going to happen. I'm like, you know what? Massage therapist, been on a table a million times. I'm just going to sit here. Nothing's going to happen. Well, stuff happened, and I was not prepared. I thought I was going to be one of the people that had such an intense experience, I was going to have to jump off the table, which it did happen to a couple of people. And that, of course, scares you. So I'm sitting there, my eyes closed, and I felt my eyes fluttering. And I was like, oh, I'm having trouble keeping my eyes closed too. Wow. denial. And then I felt it. It felt, the only way that I can picture it is it felt like I was on a luge, you know, that I was moving forward, being propelled forward. I could feel all of this, like, vibration around me as if I was bouncing up and down, kind of like as I was moving, like a shaking. And I thought, oh my God, I have to get off this table. Oh my God. And I just started kind of internally flipping out. I'm not the kind of person that will start a scene. I will suffer before I start a scene. So then I heard, I felt my foot move, and I know I did not touch it. And I know the guy that was working with me was by my head. And I felt some other things, and I was like, what is happening here? And I felt like I couldn't breathe, but I knew that I was breathing. And I heard one of the teachers come over, the teacher's assistants come over and say, wow, that's really wild. And I was thinking to myself, I'm not opening my eyes, but I really wish I knew what he was talking about, because it would be helpful to me right now, because I don't know what's happening. I started to relax a little bit, and I started to have sort of like what I can describe as like clairvoyant visions. I saw myself as a young girl, and I knew it was around the time when my grandmother had passed, and I could see myself being really alone, and all of those emotions and those sensations came right back up to the surface. And then I heard someone say, you don't need this anymore. This experience is over, and it doesn't serve you to hold on to it. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. And then I saw a very, very bright light shining into my eyes. Now, my eyes were fluttering, so they were a little tiny bit open, but not consistently open enough that I could actually see what was happening. And I was convinced that I must have been under an overhead light. And when I got up, I opened my eyes. There was no overhead light directly over the table that I was on. So some form of extremely bright white light was just coming right into my eyes. I don't know how it was there. I can't explain it. And when I got up, I had never been so disoriented in my life. It felt as though I had woken up in someone else's home. That's the only way that I can describe it. And I looked around to see if anybody else's reactions were similar, and everyone was just going about their business like it was all fine. And I went to the bathroom, and because it was like a bathroom break in between, and I remember sitting in the stall and just thinking, thank God I can be alone for 5 minutes because I'm about to freak out. I don't know what just happened. And I mean, it was just such a crazy experience. I had no idea what I was in for. But after that, immediately after that, like I had always had this really, I guess, emotional tie, a really strong emotional tie to that event in my life. And it no longer bothered me. I mean, yes, I still feel, you know, sad if I think about it. But there was like, it was like a trigger. It was like all I needed to do was think that thought, and the floodgates opened, and I was a wreck. And I remembered everything, and I was questioning why this happened and why that happened. It was like it triggered a program to start playing in my brain. That stopped happening. So he tells you in his seminars that if you're lucky, it's a healing that you'll expect. If you're very lucky, it's a healing you never thought was possible or you never expected. That's the healing that I got on that table, and it was crazy. When I got up again as a practitioner, I was like, okay, boy, now we're really going to be cooking here because I feel totally different. I actually experienced a healing as a practitioner, which I forgot that he said that that was possible. So I'm working on this person. We're actually practicing how it feels to move further away, and that the energy feels stronger as you move further away, which by logic you would think wouldn't be right. As I'm doing that, I took a step back and I felt my back just, everything just lined back up. And I was like, I looked around. And right before that happened, I felt that rumbling again, just like I did when I was on the table. And I looked around and I thought, does anybody else feel this? Is there like an air conditioning unit below the floor? I mean, like, I always look for the logical answers. Nobody was reacting. I was feeling something. I don't know what else everybody else was feeling, but they weren't feeling it. This back problem I've had is older. I mean, it was older than 10 years old. It's been there a long time. I had a slipped disc in my back. I had surgery on it. Even though it was fixed, it wasn't really stable there. So basically, I had another healing. It was a physical healing. The weird instability that I felt in my back, where I almost felt at any second that it was going to just shift and I was going to have that nerve pain again, it went away. Now, that's not to say I can't re-injure myself, but it went away. So these are the experiences that I had. And I took this with me going forward, and I thought, okay, well, I'll mess with it. You know, I don't know that I'm going to go and start doing this as a practice, but I'll mess with it because right now I don't know what's happening, but I knew something had changed. So I basically went home and I practiced on my husband and, you know, I had a couple of people at work that were open to trying it and they did, but they weren't taking it seriously. So I don't know if that is a factor in it. I think it kind of is. So I don't know if anything happened to them as a result of it. It was more like a 10-minute thing. And recently I've had occasion to start using it again because it's a little bit more well-known. It's a little bit more, dare I say, mainstream now than it was back then. And as I'm using this frequency to work with people, I'm noticing that, you know, my psychic centers are opening up a lot more. And this is the part about the revelations. The experience itself, they really can't explain what it is. They just know that it's a high frequency. They've measured it in gamma rays, and they say that the energy that builds up in one of these seminar rooms, in order for it to happen, you'd have to have the room be about 300 degrees centigrade for this energy to be this high in the room, like under the present, you know, conditions that we know of right now. So something definitely happens, but they don't know exactly how or why it happens. So during these sessions that I'm having, you know, people are having their registers and I'm opening up in ways and thinking, okay, Nicole, you need to shut the psychic stuff off. This is not part of it. And Eric's really adamant that the experience is not about you. It's about the client and that you have to remove everything in order for it to be a pure experience, you know, no music, no scented candles, nothing that would take away from if a person experiences a specific thing, like if they smell something or if they hear something or like they hear singing or something that would make them doubt that it was part of the experience and not something that was actually happening outside in the environment. And I noticed that when I pulled back and I tried to control what the energy was doing to me, the registers on the person stopped or they lessened. And I thought, oh, my God, this is part of it. This is what is supposed to happen, and I'm ruining it. So I stopped.
Okay, can anybody hear me now? I just had to call in as a regular old VTR person. I don't know, let me know if anyone can hear me, because it's like a weird delay on this anyways. Hopefully that you guys can all hear now. Hang on. Lisa's actually trying to talk to me. She had this happen the other night, and everyone was like, what is going on? Let's see. Okay, cool, so people can hear, so I managed to finagle my way back in. Okay, so, like I was saying, yeah, I thought, oh, I am not saying anything about this. So I stopped. And I was like, just sit there. And, of course, I was there by myself, so I didn't have anyone to ask about what's going on. Did you have an experience? Like, it just wasn't that way. So I was like, okay. And from here, I learned, you know, at the end of the very end of the seminar is when Eric tells you, hey, this stuff comes from the Pleiades. The Pleiadians are trying to reach out to help us. So in this next 7 minutes that I have left, and then I'm going to jump over to a show with Lisa to try to continue this because I lost all those minutes from Blog Talk Radio. Thank you very much. I basically said to myself, you know what? I'm just going to let this all go and see what happens during this session because psychic stuff is coming through. I'm hearing from these beings, and the beings didn't go away. Ever since I had that experience, like things have started to come around me and new energies and stuff that, hell no, was not a spirit guide, was not a loved one departed, was not an angel. And I couldn't identify what they were, but I knew somewhere inside me, I knew even though I was afraid. And I thought, oh my God, these are the beings that are associated with this energy and they're here. And they want to work with me and they want to talk to me. And I am like, oh, I don't think I can do that. Well, it's been like since July of 2009, and I'm finally coming to grips with this. And I'm finally having an occasion to use it, so they're coming stronger. And I asked them, you know, what is it? Why are you even here? I figured I got the connection. Let me see what they have to say. And when you speak to beings, it is an unbelievably awesome experience because they basically will give you something, a picture in your mind, a phrase where you'll know exactly the whole concept in a split second, and that's what they did. I basically got a explanation that was, well, why do you all seek to save the bear, for example, which they're endangered species? And I said, oh, that's exactly what it is. And I said, because the bear is part of a vast web of life that everything is a part of here, it would throw off the ecosystem. Anything missing messes with that. And they said, right, you're right. That's exactly what it is. And that Earth and human beings are so special that if anything happened to this planet, if anything happened to us, it would send a ripple through the whole universe. It would change a lot of things. It would throw off balance. It would throw off harmony. That this actually is a very essential and special place that needs to be here. And they see that we've endangered our environment the same way that we see certain animals no longer have their environment, and that they're going to become extinct. They're in danger, basically, of not being there. And that's what they're doing, is they're helping us wake up. They're helping activate us so that we understand the seriousness of the situation, and we start doing what we're supposed to do. It is unbelievable. Like, when I got that, I didn't have any questions. I don't have any more questions after that. That's why they're here with this energy. And I got a couple of other things that were questions that I had, because I had been seeing certain things that I knew were associated with them. Like, I would literally be sitting around, and I would look up, and I knew something was there, because I don't know what it is that my eyes do, but I have clairvoyance outside of myself, and I see light. It's light. And if everything's made out of energy and light, that totally makes sense. I don't see solid beings when I see people. I see the light, and it looks like a hologram. I looked up, and I saw the light, and I thought, okay, well, something's here. And I looked up, and right in front of me, I would see develop slowly, almost like a television tube warming up, the image of a single eye. And I thought, how is this happening? I don't know what that is. And it's one eye. And I sat there and I waited for the rest of the face to develop. I waited for the rest of, you know, the other eye to come around. And it wasn't there. And I thought, what is happening here? How is this happening? And this has basically chased me, because I felt like I intellectualized it to the point where I couldn't actually get the answer, because conscious brain was working overtime. And when that happens and you're not grounded, it's very hard to pick up psychic information. I got my answer on Saturday. They told me what it was. And it's kind of a complicated explanation. It is sort of the all-seeing eye, but what we think of as the all-seeing eye is not the definition. They told me that what I was seeing was basically my other eye. They were trying to explain to me how I could see these things. We're multidimensional beings. We're in many places at many times. We can't actually get that concept, because we don't have any understanding of what that would mean. But that's the truth. We are in multiple places, that everything is happening at the same time, and that the all-seeing eye is not a universal being looking down on everybody and everything, but us. The part of us that sees everything and can see any other dimension that we want. And that was kind of, they were trying to help me to see that that's the reason why I can do the things that I do, because I have, like everyone else does, but for some reason mine's more awake, the ability to see into other dimensions. That's all it was. And I thought, how could this possibly be? It took me 2.5 years to figure this crap out, you know. Anyway, I've got like 2 minutes left, probably more like 1 minute. And I'm going to go over to another show on Blog Talk with Lisa, because they're basically not letting me do more than half an hour per day with a free account here. So until I can get some funds available to book more, this is what I'm going to have to work with. So I apologize, but Lisa has put a link in the chat room, and it's blogtalkradio.com/guidedtruths, as one word, GUIDEDTRUTHS. And if you go there, you'll find another show that's the continuation of this one, because I lost so much time, and I'm like cranky. So, but that's the gist of it, guys. I thought, oh, I'm going to be able to go out and start doing this work, and people with cancer are going to start coming to me, and they're going to have these healings. That isn't what happened. I have not been healing people in that way, but I'm also not in charge of what happens. The universe sends me the people that I'm supposed to work on. The work that I end up doing on them, it wakes them up in different ways. Their perception perception has shifted slightly. Sometimes they can see things clairvoyantly more afterwards. Sometimes they have more empathic ability. I mean, it's really interesting, the different effects that I've seen people with. I haven't seen crazy healings, but maybe that's not my place with this work. Maybe my place is to wake people up. And they've told me that before. You know, you are activating people. And I'll talk a little bit more about the stuff that happens on during my sessions with massage. That's all a part of this that I didn't have anything to do with. I just basically have been present enough to hold the actual vibration, the frequency, for it to happen. So I will see you in about a minute or two. Thanks for coming, guys. I'm sorry about what happened. Hopefully next week we won't have that. So I'll see you in just a few minutes.